Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal and welcome to the Emirates Stadium, where I tell you what, it is a little bit quieter right now than it was about half an hour ago when Kai Havertz rose at the near post to head home Ben White's cross to give Arsenal a 2-1 lead with just 3 minutes remaining. It's a lead they held, of course, which meant they claimed a 2-1 win against Brentford to move back to the top of the Premier League for the first time since Christmas. What a dramatic, dramatic day this was. I'll tell you what, and look, it was brilliant to get the win. Fantastic. And it was a win that Arsenal absolutely deserved. They were the better team. Brentford had their moments. Brentford could have won the second half. They had a couple of massive chances that Aaron Ramsdale did well to save, which we'll talk about. But Arsenal had a better side, no doubt. They deserved to win this game. And it was a thrilling game to watch. It was a dramatic game to watch. And the scenes at the end were brilliant. But it did feel a little bit like last season, I have to say. It had that kind of chaotic feel to it. From the moment Aaron Ramsdale made that mistake that you'd all have seen by now, right on half time, where he took too long over clearance, charged it down, the ball deflected into the net, and suddenly it was 1-1 right on the stroke of half time. It was a half that Arsenal had controlled, deservedly led thanks to Declan Rice's header. But from the moment that went in, just the whole mood around this place changed completely, and it really did feel a lot like last season in that title running. It was chaotic, it was tense, it was loud, it was raucous. It was brilliant. It was what everything that you want in a football match. But yeah, it was. I'm not sure at the end of the day. I mean, I watched Mikel Arteta celebrate that goal wildly at the end. But I bet you when he gets home tonight and he all calms down and he starts to analyse everything, he'll look at that and think, yeah, I much preferred the recent games where we've cruised to the win quite comfortably. As fun as this was and brilliant it was to watch and to listen to and to hear the atmosphere when the goal went in. Yeah, it was just a tinge of last season to it. Let's put it that way. But having said all that, look, it was a really good win for Arsenal. They went into this one, I think everyone was expecting this to be another walkover. I didn't come here expecting it to be another walkover, I have to say. But certainly listening to people talking on the radio and everything like that on the way here, it felt like no one gave Brentford a chance. This was going to be another Arsenal demolition job that we've seen in recent weeks. That was, you know, that you can't continue to win games 4-0, 5-0, 6-0. It just doesn't happen in football. That's why that run that Arsenal have just been on was so brilliant and so fun to watch. But a game like this was always going to happen at some point where it didn't quite go to plan, when things happen, mistakes happen, like Aaron Ramsdale's one, and suddenly you got your backs to the wall when it's like, right, what are you going to do? And so as good as those wins were, the 4-5 nils, I think this one's just equally impressive because Arsenal showed real character, real attitude to grind this one out and find a way to win, because it looked for a long time like they were going to be frustrated. You know, they dominated most of the second half, had loads of the ball, constantly in and around the Brentford penalty area. They hit the post, they had one cleared off the line, they had corner after corner, but Brentford held firm, and it looked like they were going to hold on and get themselves a point. And to Arsenal's credit, they just kept plugging away, and then they got the goal that they'd waited for, that they'd stayed patient for. It was a lovely goal by Kai Havertz, great header at the near post, brilliant from Ben White, who was fantastic throughout. Two assists for Ben White today. First assist was great for Declan Rice to cross in that Rice headed home. The second one at that key moment when he had to get the delivery right with just 3 minutes remaining, it was just a brilliant cross and it was a great header from Kai Havertz. And it was 2-1 then, and Arsenal saw the game out pretty easily. Before that, there were certainly some tense times in there. Like I said at the start, Aaron Ramsdale, after that mistake, he could have easily gone into his shell, or he could have felt sorry for himself, but he didn't. And he deserves a lot of credit for what he did in the second half, because there was two massive moments on the breakaway for Brentford where they very easily could have won it. The first for Ivan Toney, a fabulous effort from Ivan Toney, half volley from about, honestly, 45 yards out on the half volley from the angle, and he caught it. It was just one of those when he just thought, I'm just going to have a go here, Ramsdale's off his line, and he caught it perfectly, and it looked like it was going in. It had sort of flashbacks to Sporting Lisbon last season when Ramsdale got lobbed from the halfway line. But Ramsdale backpedaled, and he got his jump just right, got a big hand up and managed to claw it away, and that kept it at 1-1. And then just after that, there was another breakaway from Brentford when a cross came in and Collins found himself unmarked, and he got his header. It was an easier save, this one, from Ramsdale, because the header was kind of straight down the middle, but it was still a really important save. And again, he got his hand up, he put it behind from a corner. And you know, the Brentford fans were behind Ramsdale in that second half, and they were giving him all sorts of grief because of what had happened with that mistake when he got caught by Visser. And you know, it could have on a lesser player, on someone who doesn't quite got the characters to deal with that sort of thing, it could have really sort of swallowed him up in that second half. But he showed great character, as I said. And Mikel Arteta at the full-time whistle came onto the pitch, and you saw him, he really gave Ramsdale a big, big hug down after the game, and he knew how important those saves were. I haven't seen what Mikel's had to say yet in his press conference. He's probably down doing it right about now, actually. But yeah, I'm sure he'd have been delighted with the response from his goalkeeper. Kai Havertz was speaking just after full time, and he said, "We were so desperate to get these 3 points. I think you could see that, especially in the second half. We all spoke a lot to each other at half time, wanted to turn it around. I think we didn't deserve to concede the goal, but sometimes mistakes are part of the game. I did mistakes before that sometimes led to goals. We showed good mentality to turn it around, and they did exactly that." Really good header actually by Kai Havertz, so I thought led the line really well throughout. Finishing it up to that point had been a bit suspect. There was one that was offside in the first half that he put wide. I don't know if it had gone in, whether he would have been onside or not, but he put it wide. There was another one that he sort of slashed a bit wildly at with his left foot, but he led the line really well again, linked up really well, and he stuck to it. And maybe fortunate not to get sent off. He did dive, I thought, in the second half. He was already on a yellow card. He could have easily got a second yellow for diving. He didn't, stayed on the pitch, and he scored that, and he scored the winner. And it'll be interesting to see what Thomas Frank has to say afterwards, because it was a real fiery atmosphere in here. The two benches were on it, the two sets of players were on it during the second half, going up against each other. There was a few flashpoints in there, and they didn't look happy, Brentford. It'll be interesting to see what they say. But to be honest, Brentford, their time wasted so much in the second half. Every time they went down, this was a real good warm-up for Arsenal for what they're going to face on Tuesday night against Porto, I think. They dealt with it well, but they're going to have to deal with it again on Tuesday night when they play Porto.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Right, let's go through some player ratings now, shall we? I'll just get them up. I thought Arsenal played well here. Although it was 2-1, I thought it was a good performance from Arsenal, and I thought a lot of players put in a decent performance. So we'll go through some of them. Actually, before I get onto that, just seen from the mix zone, Tom Canton from the Gooner Talk and from Football London has just tweeted from the mix zone that Gabriel Martinelli has walked through the mix zone on crutches. No Martinelli today, wasn't in the squad. Mikel saying before the game, saying it was still that cut on his foot that's causing him problems, but that's a bit worrying. He's on crutches downstairs walking through the mix zone, so I'm sure we'll get a little bit more of an update on him ahead of the game against Porto on Tuesday night. But you'd have to think, if he's on crutches now, that he's looking very, very unlikely to feature in that game. He was the one outfield change today. Trossard came in for him on the left-hand side. Of course, the other change was Ramsdale starting in goal for David Raya, who couldn't play against his parent club. Okay, so player ratings wise, we go Aaron Ramsdale. Go, like I said, it was an awful moment, horrible moment, and you genuinely felt for him when it happened at the end of that first half. just took a little bit too much time. Vissa closed him down. The clearance eventually deflected in. Could have gone anywhere, but it went in the top corner, 1-1. And it was a horrible moment. You could see how disappointed he was. But other than that, I thought he had a really good game, Aaron Ramsdale. In the first half, his quick throws out were really, really good. And then those two saves in the second half were so massive in Arsenal winning this game. So I think he deserves an awful lot of credit for the way he responded to that horrible error at the start of the first half. So Aaron Ramsdale gave us 7. Ben White was my man of the match. I thought White was excellent, constantly getting him down the right-hand side. 2 brilliant deliveries to set up Arsenal's goal. And the delivery for Havertz is winner at such a crucial stage of the match when he had to get it right. I thought it was excellent, Ben White. He was my man in the match. I gave him 9 out of 10. Saliba and Gabriel, Ivan Toney gave him all sorts of problems last season in this fixture. It was a tough battle again today, but they had far more of a say in it this time. I thought they did very, very well against, you know, a really difficult opponent, a really tough striker to play against. Gabriel got an early booking as well, which made it even more difficult for him. He had to be very, very careful because another one, it would have meant he was out of the Manchester City game after the international break. I gave them both 7s. Kivior, I gave a 7 as well. You know, I thought Kivior played well. He's adapting well to that left-back role. He's a makeshift left-back. Zinchenko came back and came on in the second half, which is great to see. And I imagine Zinchenko will come back into the side at some point, as will probably Tomiyasu will move ahead of him when he comes back to fitness. But for now, Kivior's in that left-back role and he's playing it very, very well and he's doing a really decent job. And I thought he did a decent job again today. So he gets a 7 out of 10 for me. Okay, into midfield now. Jorginho, a couple of lovely passes from Jorginho in that first half. Kept the ball moving, as always. Really unlucky not to get at least one assist in the first half, I thought. Lovely little sort of lofted ball over the defence that caused Brentford all sorts of problems. Gave Jorginho a 7. Declan Rice, another game, another goal. 6 goals for the season now for Declan Rice. Just getting into the box so much more than he did at the first sort of half of the season. With a really good header getting on the end of Ben White's cross to glance it in. He was so close to making it 2-1 in the second half as well when he curled an effort from 25 yards that just went straight against the angle of crossbar and post. Couldn't have been any closer. Gave Declan Rice 8 out of 10. Odegaard, it's just a joy to watch at times. Martin Odegaard, just his quick feet to get out of tricky situations. Just tireless. I say it all the time, but it is just knackering watching him. It really, really is. I'm just watching Eddie Nketiah score a very good goal over in the match that the substitutes are having over there. Martin Odegaard, I gave an 8 out of 10 as well. In the forward line, Bukayo Saka, I thought Brentford did well against Bukayo. I thought they kept him out wide for large periods. They sort of kept him away from the danger area. He was always kind of on the fringes of things a little bit. He was involved, but he was always on the fringes in terms of, you know, in and around the goal mouth. Brentford did well to keep him out wide. So I gave Bukayo a 7. Kai Havertz gave an 8. Link-up play, as I said, was really good all night. And then he got this huge, huge, huge goal for him. Four games, 4 goals for Kai Havertz. Now absolutely flying. I think that's 8 for the season now in the Premier League. I think that's as many as he's got in any season for Chelsea. I'd have to double-check that, but I think that's right. So, brilliant from Kai Havertz. Great header, 8 out of 10. Leandro Trossard, I gave a 7 as well. Drifted out. I thought he was really good in the first half. Trossard, dangerous. Drifted out of the game a little bit in the second half, I thought. So I gave him a 7. In terms of the subs who came on, Jesus came on and still does not look close to match sharpness yet. For me, Gabriel Jesus, when he came on, just lacking match fitness, match sharpness. And I thought that was evident. Nelson came on, Zinchenko came on, Partey came on as well. It was near the end. And Nelson had, I think, the best moment that Nelson did. He had one run in right at the end where he misplaced a pass to Saka, which could have led to something. But he produced one really good tackle to get the crowd going, and that was still at 1-1, and that kept Brentford pinned down their half, which was important. So, yeah, those are my player ratings for today. I'm just going to flip back and see what Mikel has been saying. One sec, got some quotes from Mikel. Talking about Tuesday's game against Porto, he says, "This stadium is going to have an energy you have never seen in your life because we haven't done it for 14 years. Bring your noise, bring your energy, your passion to that stadium and something beautiful is going to happen." Wow, really trying to get the crowd going for that game on Tuesday night. Just looking to see if there's any more quotes I can say. Said, "That is the beautiful thing about this stadium. They support with mistakes. We had certain things we would have done. We have had to overcome. We were going to do it and we fully believe we would do it. Tomorrow will be a great day to watch some fantastic games of football." And of course, there's 2 big games tomorrow. There's Aston Villa versus Tottenham. And then it's Manchester City versus Liverpool at Anfield. So big, big game of day of football. And Arsenal can sit back. They can relax. and they can just watch it, knowing that they're top of the Premier League. And whatever happens at the end of tomorrow, they'll at least be second. But if it's a draw, they're going to be top. I've just seen some quotes from Thomas Frank, actually, and I'm not surprised he's gone down this route. I thought he might. Said, I actually don't think Havertz should have been on the pitch when he scored. It was a clear dive. Maybe it is difficult for the ref, but the linesman should have seen it. So yeah, Thomas Frank not happy that Kai Havertz was still on the pitch and allowed to score the winning goal. Not surprised. I thought he probably would be. He was already on a yellow card, of course, for getting a sort of arm in the defender's face. But that's by the by now. He was on the pitch. He did score the winner. And Arsenal have won here today. It's finished here at the Emirates. Arsenal 2, Brentford 1.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.